Beatrice, and you're listening to He Said, She Said, the one with books and bros. This one is centered around one of my favorite books, Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott. Every word that you're about to hear was written in 2012, actually. I just couldn't get that book out of my head, couldn't get these words out of my head, couldn't get you out of my head. So this is what we're doing today. At the outset, I would like to state that clearly I am obsessed with Anne of Green Gables, especially with Gilbert hanging imaginary paintings in the imaginary house of dreams. I've already mentioned that on this podcast once, but it's a part of this text and I'm going to leave it the way that it is. The other thing I did want to say is in this poem that I'm about to read, knightly, the word knightly is spelled with a K, like Jane Austen's Emma's knightly. You know, if I loved you less, I could talk about it more, knightly. I was really proud of that at the time, I remember. So I just wanted to share that because you're hearing it, not reading it. Bird by Bird. There is a moment when you have written so much that you don't know when you began anymore. When words race on in endless rows, commas and semicolons bunch all together, nouns become verbs, your eyes blur, your fingers cramp, and there will never be enough ink, never enough journal pages. That is how you are to me, all black lines and blue ink on Saturday morning. I would pen you down in all the blank white spaces, cover to cover, line for line, finish you off with a final pointed period, make of you a bedtime story for children not born, read the whole of you nightly and now, if I could, but I can't, so I'll wait. Scribbling along, blank page beside page, reading along as we write us down, I'm humming along to the chords you strike in me. I will write you as you come to me, love you like you let me, take you as I can. Look by look, talk by talk, bit by bit, link by link, touch by touch, bird by bird. And that will be enough, because you are. She captivates me, Anne Lamott. Reels me clean in. There is writing typed in neat rows that a body knows full well was carved out in blood first, and that's why I can't help it. Her theology is skewed on occasion. Her attitude is terrible more often than not. She throws punches at life because of how life can punch a person, and I can't help but love it and read it and smile, no matter how angry it makes me. Her brother had a project that he had known about for months and left until the very last minute, a project on birds. Their father told him to get started. He didn't know where to begin or how to go about it, and so his father told him how a thing is done, bird by bird. I thought, in that moment, that is how love is sometimes, the kind that you really want anyway, the kind that lasts. I thought of other Annes and other books, how Anne of Green Gables always had a mental house of dreams, and how that pesky Gilbert Blythe would show up in all of her imaginings, rearranging furniture and hanging pictures, how she never understood just what he was doing there. Love. Less a flock of doves knocking you off of your feet, and more the person you most want picking out furniture. I wonder how much time I've wasted chasing after butterflies with my stupid net of dreams without ever looking for a love that I could live in. Real love is built, and building things takes tools and time and architectural proofs that are currently invisible. I should have known sooner, really. We're not out shopping for 10 minutes before Dad states, "I miss your mother." And no sooner does he put Mom on hold from the office than she begins expounding, "He's talking to someone. People love to talk to your father. I feel that it is his voice. There's just something about his voice. Why would I ever want catalog order generic shine when I know what a homemade, handmade love looks like, still looks like? Of course I, and maybe you too, want everything all at once, now, easy, but Kevin writes with nauseating genius and no small amount of anointing by little and little, and I cry and move on, only to hear it again, the message carried all the way from Pakistan. Please open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 7:22, and the Lord thy God will put those nations before thee by little and little. I am slain right in the pew." And yet another Anne, she writes it, "Hot dog roasts at the pond, canoes and paddle boats on the pond, summer baptisms in the pond. But no one really wanted to lose a wonderful kid, or really any kid, in the pond after Sunday services. And Hope, she was just 3 and she was scared of that pond after Sunday service and the Maplewoods. The girl wanted a fence and rules and where she should go, but there was no fence that marked the lines of this space here and this way there. The kid got it early. Fences and rules are easier. This is the best life and that is the less life. This is the way and that is a cop-out. This family is on fire for the kingdom and this family is just going to crash and burn. But the farmer, he scooped up his little girl and said it in his gentle spoken way. I'll stand outside after the service and I'll keep a close eye for you. But listen, he cupped Hope's full cheeks in his field-worn hands. Your dad will call you, and if you can't hear him, you are not where you are meant to be. 20 years past three, I know well what it's like to long for the fences. If the Lord will not speak Shazam and provide them, I would like to know, please, the 27-step plan that will get me there, the rules, the mile markers, the turns that lead to the unknown destination. But I don't. Not even a hint. Because it's a day-by-day thing the Lord and I have going on. Maddening to think that so much is unclear, but that as long as I can hear his voice, even if it's not saying what I want to hear, I'm good. Maddening, but comforting. My room is full of them, birds, subtle but present. They remind me that hope has wings and seasons change and flight is ever possible. I too sing of things unknown but long for still, because more often than not, caged birds and I, we have something in common. What do I wish to leave you with after all of this? At the end of the day, in singleness or any circumstance, what should you remember? Hope has wings. Seasons change. Flight is ever possible. Some stories are left written by better hands. Please let him write it so you can read it. Some houses are best built by wiser architects. Please let him craft you a love to live in. Because, bird by bird, by little and little, the best is yet to come. May we all remember that he knows exactly what he's doing. May we all remember when we only see our present, as we remember our past, he is fully aware of our futures. May we take some time to notice how good things are instead of being consumed by how good they could be. May we trust him day by day, victory by victory, word by word, bird by bird. May we all be better together.
You've been listening to He Said, She Said, the one with Books and Bros. Hopefully something you've heard made you smile, inspired you to think, or called you nearer to a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for making space. We'll catch you next week, same time, same place.